an important issue for the first believers. Those who knew Jesus and those who heard the preaching of the apostles, they were expecting soon the second coming of Jesus. They thought it was imminent, so they were just waiting for that to happen. And there was a kind of anxiety in knowing when and how it was going to happen. Our readings today provide some guidance for living in these uncertain times. But the message is not about being prepared for safeguarding our physical well-being. It is an encouraging message about preparing ourselves for that wondrous time when the Lord shall return. And then we will live forever with Him in heaven. In the book of wisdom, we hear three things that may comfort us, especially as they are related with the gospel. First, wisdom is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. To make it simple, wisdom is not difficult to obtain. In sincerity, seeking wisdom, we will recognize it and be able to gain it. We need to want to find wisdom. Next, taking the thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence. Just thinking about wisdom can change us. It will not only enlighten us, but perfect us in our ability to make good choices and take the right action. And finally, whoever for her wisdom, for wisdom's sake, his vigil shall quickly be free from care. The book of wisdom tells us that if we consistently seek God's wisdom, we will find hope in what we learned. And this hope allowed us to be free from care, because then we learn how to trust our loving God. And our loving God is with us no matter what the future holds. And He waits to welcome us into His kingdom at the end of our life. Then the parable of the gospel provides a lesson about the importance of making wise choices each day and invite us to live with wisdom, knowing that everything will pass, and knowing that life has a purpose, has a meaning. Living out our call, living out our vocation with generosity and passion. Yes, passion. Passion for God and passion for the service of others. especially the most vulnerable. Living in this way, our lamps will overflow with the oil of our loving deeds and choices, and our oil will not run out. We will be prepared and ready to greet the Lord when He comes. Just a few questions for our reflection. Are we prepared? How can we be prepared? How is our life? Do we live it with passion for God and for others? Or just because we are alive? Are we happy with our life and choices? Do we enjoy our call? Do we enjoy our vocation and our life? Merciful and loving God, give us your wisdom to be able to understand your will and to make wise choices every day, being always ready and prepared. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.